What we are doing right now is we are trying to promote girl child education in schools.
Mm.
And how we are doing it is through a mentorship program. And this mentorship program is, we called it I Am My Sister's Keeper.
Oh,
okay.
We are the big sisters and they're our young sisters. And we want them to feel at home, because if you look at the context of South Sudan, at home, girls don't have that open space to talk about what is hurting them, what they're going through, or even talk about issues like relationships with their parents, you know. Mm-hmm. So we want to give them that space of, we are your big sisters, you can look up to us and you can talk to us about everything, but keeping in mind that you have to look at education as your insurance
priority.
As
mm-hmm.
your priority,
right, right. Mm-hmm.
You know. And so far what we have been doing in partnership with the German embassy South Sudan is we during the mentorship program, we screen short inspirational films, we distribute sanitary towels to the girls. We also bring mentors to talk to the girls and try to create that linkage where a girl will be like, I want her to be my role model, I mm-hmm. want her to be my mentor. Then from there they pick up the conversation and they can have one-on-one or a group mentorship later. Maybe I can leave Naomi to add on.
Yes, Naomi, clearly, oh well, okay, it's Crown the Woman, definitely, I know, but most of your activities definitely are for girls
women.
Only. So yeah. The boys are there. If you don't empower the boys and the girls equally,
William, the name stands out, right? We are crowning women here.
Okay, Naomi, go ahead and tell us more.
We're not leaving out the boy child at all. We're just saying there is a really big gap that mm-hmm. needs to be filled before we can actually start to think otherwise. We're not leaving out the boy child, because if you talk about the issues of the girl, the person you should be addressing is a father, the person you should be addressing is a brother, mm-hmm. the person you should be addressing is the next boyfriend or the person that is trying to distract this girl from school.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're not leaving the boys or the men in their lives out of this conversation. We're just trying to create confidence in these girls. We're trying to take them to a level where they're able to stand on their own. And mm-hmm. once that is established, I don't think any man can be a threat to such a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the angle we're looking at it from. We're not leaving the men out
so
of the conversation.
So it's just boosting the confidence of
yes,
this young girl.
Of the young
right.
girls.
Please, Ria, you itching to say something?
Yeah, if I may say something. I mean, if you look at the whole world in general, the male, the female, mm. the boys and girls,
mm.
If you empower a man will think of empowering himself.
Right. That mean like that.
Not mean, mm. but if you empower a woman, trust me, a woman will think of the whole nation,
mm.
the family
True.
Around her.
True.
You've seen this from your homes, for example. Mm-hmm. A mother will never eat before the husband has eaten,
that's
before
right.
before the children have eaten, before the cows or the goats
that's right.
have eaten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that if you empower a woman, you're going to empower everyone around her. So it's one step at a time. If this girl is empowered today and she's like, okay, I'm supposed to be this responsible, I'm supposed to do this at this time, then trust me, her brother around her will be empowered too, because she'll be like, you know, I'm going to school. Who are you to stay at home, go mm-hmm. to school
That's
too?
Right.
This boy will be challenged too. But we are also not leaving out the boys, because we don't want to create also a bigger gap. But we have small things we do with the boys. We just talk to them and be like, you have to be aware that there are things we talk to the girls about, like menstrual hygiene, that sometimes don't require you, but
mm.
though you need to also know about them, so that you and your sister goes through such a situation, you help her, you know. So I'm sure there'll be someone who is thinking of crowning the boys, but for now,
let's crown the women.
Good. Let's talk about the sanitary pads that you've been providing to these girls in school. Yesterday we were discussing about this as well here in the program.
Mm.
Since you've been doing this with the German embassy, have there been some changes? Have you really seen some success stories that you like to share with us, and what needs to be done more in order to help keep these girls in school when it comes to terms of sanitary pads?
You want to take that on?
Yes. It was our first start with the girls. You know, we usually just discuss and interact with them. It's been a long-term process for us to get to where we did this time with the provision of sanitary towels. So when we did that, we supplied it's been the constant complaint. You know, you interact with them today and you ask them about their challenges, and you will hear on the first list, on the list, it's going to be sanitary towels. When I'm on my period, I have to stay at home because I don't have the right materials to take care of myself. So we said, you know what, let's blend in the element of, you know, providing things that are not scholastic to these girls. Mm. And it was a very beautiful experience. The girls were very excited and it gave us morale. We felt like we need to do more. Mm. And on the side of doing more, I think this is a role everyone should take up. Anyone that is interested in education or a girl child education for that matter, these are some of the elements that we need to spell out loudly in the girls' needs. It's not only scholastics. It's one thing to send her to school, but keeping her in school is another story altogether. So we're looking at it from an angle of not just giving these girls sanitary towels, constantly giving them sanitary towels, but reaching that stage where we will be able to teach them how to make the reusable sanitary pads, and they'll be able to sustain ourselves. We could be here for them tomorrow, but what happens when Crown the Woman is not there tomorrow? Right. This girl's life comes to a standstill. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at a vision of teaching these girls how to make reusable sanitary towels on their own using the available materials. You don't have to look for complicated. The resources around us, we can utilize and make some things out of them. And that is the angle we're looking at these sanitary towels.
If I may share a success story, when we gave out the sanitary towels, we got like 3 success stories, and one of the girls said that at least we have helped to supplement on what they have, you know. If you look at the economy, it's deteriorating every day. Mm-hmm. If you go to the market, you find a sanitary towel, a good one, if you go like to Antipas, is about £300. That's official rate, that's $3. Mm-hmm. That is a lot for a poor girl, you know, to afford. And we have this girl who told us that once she asked pads from the father, and the father said, go look for your husband to buy for you. This is a girl who is about 9 years, okay? So for us, this is very sad. If your father can tell you this, where is South Sudan leading to? But once we gave them the sanitary towels, they feel happy. They feel like, okay, now at least my father will not be telling me to go and look for
I don't even have to go to him and ask anymore. Mm.
Then the other amazing thing is it boosts their confidence. You know, once you're a woman and your periods pass through your clothes or you stain your clothes, it's embarrassing. The boys laugh at you. You get embarrassed to the extent. Some people have dropped out of school because of this, you see. But this boosts their confidence because we give them sanitary towels. We also leave some in the schools for emergency. So if she gets this emergency, she knows where to run and get a packet and use. We also put like dust bins in their toilets, give them soap, you see, in that you know, when I have this, I'll go and shower. So if you shower and you're fresh, you smell good, of course your confidence goes way up. Also, the other thing is it maintains them in school, you know. When a girl gets her periods, imagine she's studying in Sherikat. We have one of our schools is Promise Land Secondary School, and she stays in Munuki. What happens? Leaving all the way from Sherikat to come to Munuki because of a sanitary towel. This is so bad. So you realize, like, in a year, a girl will miss 3 months, you see, out of school, because at least she'll have a period like 5 to 7 days. And this time she'll be like, since I have no sanitary towels, I will not come, you see. So she will stay at home. But when she has the sanitary towels at school, she will stay in school. What does it mean? Her performance goes up, you know, and therefore she competes also with the boys who are always in school. So for us, this is amazing. It's one step at a time.
All right.
Just to add a little bit on the sanitary towels issue, to me the most important part is the menstrual hygiene education part of it. You know, we try to bring in someone who has experience in the medical field to come and share this menstrual hygiene knowledge or puberty education with the girls. These are some of the issues South Sudanese parents avoid so much. Mm. If a girl, you know, goes home and she tries to bring up issues of cramps and menstruation, they'll tell you, you're a man up, you're a woman. These are things, you think you're the first woman to go through this, but no one ever takes time to take these girls through this, that, you know, when you get this, this is what you're supposed to do. If you have cramps, there are girls that will share that, you know, me, when I get my period, my boobs start to hurt, and this is something she will not go and tell her mother because they will just shout at you. So it's also a forum for us to help the girls understand the changes happening to their bodies, and it gives them a clear picture of, if this happens, it's
what
very normal.
Expect.
Yes, don't worry. Yeah. And to me, that is the most important part, beyond the distribution. Just
all right, Nyami and Ria, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios, and you're doing really, really a great job
just
for the girls. Keep them up. Just finally, in just less than a minute each, your final remarks.
Girl child education is a very important aspect, and I would really love, I would really appreciate if the institutions responsible for this education try to focus and pay more attention to the needs of these girls. It's enrollment figures are nothing if there is really no impactful education happening. So I would really love to pass my message to the Ministry of Education or Higher Education to try to put more planning and more attention into the areas to try to plan this education in a context that suits South Sudanese children, the South Sudanese child, a kid that is in an environment that is not all that conducive. And that is my message. Let's keep girls in school.
Ria?
Mine, I would ask specifically the Ministry of Education to give free education to the girl child and ensure that each school has sanitary towels in plenty.